Welcome to the Youth Sports Experience Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Seitz, and today on episode 2, we're going to begin talking about how we can become higher performing sports parents. As sports parents, we play an important role in what our children gain and learn from their sports experiences. And I believe that this role is imperative because along the children's journey through the competitive process, they're going to learn, they're going to develop, and they're going to grow because of their participation in sports. And as parents, our role is to avoid doing any negative impact to this journey and to allow our children to experience successes and struggles authentically as they present themselves, while we hold ourselves to a higher standard in our thoughts, our words, and behaviors. Thus, as I looked at the landscape of being a youth sports parent, I developed a list of seven commitments entitled How to Be a High-Performing Youth Sports Parent that I believe address ways that we can be more intentional about focusing those thoughts, words, and behaviors in a way that I believe will guide us all as sports parents to be more effective in making sure that we don't do anything to negatively impact our child's journey and, in fact, make sure that our young athletes have an enhanced journey through the sport competitive process. Parents, I believe we are the leaders of our families. Our children look to us for guidance on how they should interpret the world and determine what values are important. And to me, this includes our children's perception of the importance of team and where they fit in their role on the team and how their role on the team ultimately influences team success. When I see the young adult athletes who are displaying self-centered actions, when I see the young athletes that are just getting started also displaying those actions that tend to be more self-centered, I really like to look around and see if I can find their parents in the crowd and see what types of behaviors and actions they're displaying as well. And what I find is a lot of times, I think you're pretty well able to match up that those young athletes that are showing to be more self-centered in the style of play and their thoughts around their sport tend to have adults around them, either parents or adult role models, that are modeling that same behavior. So I think it's very important as adult role models that we make sure that we're focusing on team success ahead of individual success and passing that on to our children. So that leads me to what commitment one is, which I'm going to cover in today's podcast. And commitment one on how to be a high-performing youth sports parent is, I will fully embrace a team-first mindset. Now, I'm going to address three areas today where I believe we can start our process and start our journey in making sure that we embrace a team-first mindset. The first one is talking and speaking negatively about the coaches that our children have or our children's teammates. It can be difficult sometimes when you're going through a season. There's going to be ups and downs. There's going to be frustrations. There's going to be times that you don't believe the coach is using your athlete the right way or in the right role. And there's going to be situations where we're going to be frustrated with teammates of our athletes. And we're going to be wondering why a certain kid's playing or certain kid's doing this, and maybe our child's not playing, or we feel like they're playing better and deserve an opportunity. But what we need to do is take a step back and realize that when we speak negatively about the coaches and teammates that our children work with, that all we're doing is creating an environment for our kids where they're going to see that message that's disrespect for their coach, and then it makes it very difficult for them to work closely with their coaches in a way that's mutually respectful. And one of the things that's important in that coach-player relationship, I believe, is to have mutual respect. It also goes that way when it comes time to talk about teammates. You want to have mutual respect for, you want your child to have mutual respect for their teammates as well. And that's very difficult to do if they're hearing negative comments at home or understand there's negative overtones toward one of their teammates. So I think the best practice we can do here as sports parents is encourage our children to work and communicate with a mutual respect with their coaches and their teammates. And we need to just take a step back and let that process play out. And while we won't always agree with the coaches and we won't always like the way teammates are doing something, that's got to be something that maybe we share in private with our spouse, or that we have another adult confidant that we can speak to about those types of things, but we keep that out and away from our children so that they can have a mutual respect of and work effectively with their coaches and with their teammates, always emphasizing what is going to be best for the team's success. A second issue that I see, or a second thing that I want to address, is the use of social media and making sure that we use social media responsibly. Now, I use social media a lot. I think it's a tremendous outlet to get information out there. I love when positive stories about sports are highlighted on social media. I also like to see sometimes when negative stories are placed out there so we can learn from those as well. And I love more than anything else seeing team success highlighted on social media. My concern, though, from a high-performing sports parent standpoint, is using social media appropriately so that, again, we're not sending wrong messaging to our kids. If a coach or a scout or another parent from the team puts information on social media highlighting your kid individually, I think that is absolutely fantastic that people are willing to do that, and I have no problem with seeing information put out there about kids and the great things they're doing. But I think when it comes directly from the parent and it's only about the child, that can set a dangerous precedent or again, send the wrong message that we don't want our kids to pick up, which is they're more important, or what they're doing is more important than what the team's doing. So what I'd really follow as my general rule on this is if a coach, a scout, another parent on the team, anybody else posts something positively about my kid, I will share that or I will retweet that as a way to go out. But if I'm posting anything that has to do with my child, it's going to be within the team reference, and it's going to be about, if it's original content that I'm presenting, it's going to focus on team first and highlight team success and emphasize what the team is doing, and then have the secondary be the part that my child is a part of on that. I think it's one of those situations where when we're looking at the social media aspect, it can have very, very positive benefits in so many ways. It's a great way to market youth sports programs and high school sports that our children are involved in. But I'd really emphasize trying to keep that as team focused and team first oriented as possible. Now, lastly, the third thing I want to talk about is what I've witnessed from sports parents who I've seen paying their children for either scoring points in a basketball game or goals in a soccer game, or maybe it's for getting hits in a baseball game. And while this might provide extra motivation while the athlete's young, I think this also sends a message for the athlete to be thinking about themselves and their results first before team success. And you can find examples in any sport where this could be the case, but I'm specifically going to use basketball in this case as my example. Let's go to put ourselves in a youth sports situation. We're sitting in the crowd, we're watching a game, and we've got a kid that's getting paid by their parents for the number of points they score. So they're coming down now on a 3-on-1 fast break. They've got the ball in the middle of the court, they got two guys, one on each side filling the lane. Got a defender back on defense. Now, in this kid's mind, the right play is to draw the defense and kick it to one of your teammates who can go in and finish with a layup. But if you're getting paid to score, the first thing going to be thinking on that kid's mind is, how can I beat that defender and get to the rim to score? And I've seen those things happen both in basketball and on a soccer field, where athletes are attempting to get a shot off or score when the better play would have been a pass to set up a teammate. So I think one way that we can handle this and make this work for a child, and I'm not an advocate of paying athletes for performance because I think what happens is that too often we're going to focus on outcomes, and they're so young that what we should be focusing on is the right process and fundamentals. And when we get away from paying for outcomes, we sometimes lose the process and fundamentals in it. I'd rather see a basketball player shoot with good form as a 10-year-old and miss 10 shots than shoot with terrible form and make 3 or 4. At that point, the outcome is not important. What's important is they're doing it right, so that when they're 16, 17, 18, and they're a high school player, they're shooting the ball with proper form, and they're going to be able to shoot at a higher percentage because they've done it right all along. So that's why paying athletes doesn't necessarily sit well with me or something that I encourage. But however, if you as a parent do want to do that, I think the best way to do that, or a better way to do that, is to have a situation where you pay your child for actually doing things that lead to team success, and you put in place the situations where you're encouraging and motivating them to do what's right from a fundamental standpoint. You're looking at encouraging them to make the right play. You're encouraging them to pass the ball to a teammate when a teammate has a better opportunity than to score than they do. You want to encourage opportunities and encourage things that help lead toward a winning team and team success rather than individual success. But again, I'll finish up by saying I just think, because of where we are in the with young athletes and what they should be focused on, that motivating them or encouraging them by rewarding outcomes is not as important as it is to motivate and encourage them to do the right thing, make the right play, use the proper fundamentals, and remember that in the early years, we're helping them develop to hopefully maximize their potential when they get to the place where they're good enough to take the fundamentals and the execution, and when it's done properly, get the proper result from that. You know, in wrapping up those three, I hope those three things give you some things to think about and consider. I always look to former Butler University head coach and current Boston Celtics head coach Brad Stevens, and how he is. I've heard him speak often about the importance of everyone who is part of a team or organization pulling in the same direction. In youth and high school sports, that group of people includes the parents. We really need to make sure as parents that we are able to present the team first mindset that our kids need to see in order for them to do the same. And it's up to us to set that example and set that tone. I've spoken to many coaches, and I'm sure that many other coaches who I haven't spoken to would share some of the same stories about how frustrating it can be when dealing with parents that come from a self-centered approach. I encourage all of us to put ourselves in the coach's shoes and understand what it must feel like for a coach to be berated or questioned on who they're playing or on the roles people are playing, especially when those coaches are there every day at practice and see the behaviors and habits of the players. And I think most egregious of all, when this happens after the coach's approach after a win, or even more maybe egregious is when you see that or hear those stories of those things happening when a team is very successful and having great success. I've heard stories from coaches who have won tournaments, who have had tremendous seasons, who either throughout the season or at the end of the season or even after winning a state championship, for example, have parents who are complaining. And that, again, I my take on that is, if your team's that successful, then the coach is probably doing something right. And if that means that your child's the one sitting on the bench or has a small role on the team, well, then just make sure we encourage them to do their best in that role, whatever that role is. And that role might only be supporting their teammates, but you know what? You teach them to do that, because the life lessons you learn from sports are the fact that we all have a different role that we play. We all have different skills and strengths, and we all can be effective in helping the entire process for our teams. Someday, as our kids get older and move on, that's going to be including taking care of their own families, and they can learn many of the same approaches and realize that when things are team first, when you serve others and put others ahead of you, then good things happen, usually not only for you, but also for the teams and groups you're involved in as well. So parents, I just ask you that to commit with me to do the best we can to embrace a team-first mindset and show support for our children's teammates, for our children's coaches, and for the teams that they play on. I thank you for listening to today's podcast. I continue to encourage you to check out my website, which again is www.hashtagcompetitionmatters.com. So again, that's www.hashtagcompetitionmatters.com. One of the things that I have on there is at the bottom of each page, there's a place that you can send comments, you can send questions, you can ask for advice, whatever you want to do. I love hearing great stories too as well from the youth sports experiences that you have as parents, as well as that your athletes are having, and that I encourage you to reach out to me through that avenue. I also am on Twitter at, and my Twitter handle is at AaronLeonSeitz and the number 1. So it's at Aaron Leon Seitz 1. I'm on Facebook at Competition Matters, and that's all one word. And I'm at Instagram at hashtag Competition Matters, and that is, again, all spelled out, hashtag Competition Matters. So again, thank you very much for joining me today and listening to episode 2 of this Youth Sports Experience podcast. I look forward to coming to you with the next episode when we continue on the journey of looking at how we can be, ways we can become higher performing youth sports parents. But until then, I again just want to say, let's go out, let's commit to embracing a team first mindset. Let's show support for our children's teammates, their coaches, and their teams. And when we do that, I believe we'll be taking actions that will make competition matter. Thank you very much, and have a great day.